USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages following a breakdown in talks. The Biden administration is defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire. They've expressed concern that a general ceasefire could empower Hamas leaders to control Gaza and plan future attacks on Israel. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
While we support humanitarian pauses, we think a ceasefire that would allow the leadership of Hamas that plotted and planned October 7th and future attacks is one that's unacceptable.
The veto, issued during a recent emergency UN Security Council meeting, has drawn criticism from global leaders and human rights groups. The Ukrainian president will be in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. We get more from Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to travel to the White House tomorrow. President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. An aid package for the country is still in limbo. Lawmakers blocking a bill to give aid to Ukraine and Israel in their wars against Russia and Hamas. Lawmakers that oppose the funding want the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border attended to. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town.
A recent poll indicates that almost half of voters think the U.S. is allocating excessive funds for aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. According to the Financial Times Michigan Ross poll, 48% of voters believe the U.S. is providing too much financial and military support to Kyiv. Colorado is set to prohibit fat phobia, aiming to prevent employers and landlords from discriminating against individuals based on weight. Legislation in the health-conscious state is anticipated to pass, prohibiting landlords from denying rentals based on weight limits. This is USA News.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24/7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to promptly determine whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution regarding alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Smith emphasized the imperative public importance of resolving the issue swiftly to ensure the prompt advancement of Trump's federal election interference case scheduled for March. The White House is raising concerns regarding indications that Israel might have improperly utilized U.S.-manufactured white phosphorus munitions.
Anytime that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it will be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters today that the administration intends to question Israeli officials about the allegations. He emphasized that while these weapons serve a legitimate military purpose, questions need to be addressed. Increasing numbers of Americans are choosing to travel by plane or car during this holiday season, indicating a continued rebound from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA forecasts that over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles during the last 10 days of the year, marking the highest projection since 2019. Aaron Rodgers, the New York Jets quarterback, is expected to receive medical clearance to play by Christmas Eve. That's according to TMZ. The clearance suggests Rodgers will likely participate in the Week 16 game at MetLife Stadium, where the Jets are set to face the Washington Commanders. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.